From the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto, Canada.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz. I think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show podcast. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yes, Trudy.
Yep.
Yeah, Wagwan, it's Roz and Mocha. Why are you on Fix My Life?
Well, I know you guys get this a lot, but it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I have work drama.
Oh, damn. Here we go. You said Roz and Mocha Fix My Life. I've been at my job for over a year. There are three employees, my boss's mom, her friend, and me.
Oh no.
My boss dislikes managing and avoids confrontation. I've had arguments with my coworker, the boss's friend. And, well, my boss privately sides with me. She won't address the issue. Instead, she tells me to keep the peace. Friends and family agree with me, but I need an outside opinion. Is this job worth keeping, or am I being too sensitive? I don't want to job hop unnecessarily. Okay, so explain the dynamic to people again.
Okay, so there's just two other people that work there other than my boss.
Okay.
And so it is my boss's mom.
Yeah.
And then it is... my boss's friend.
So basically you then are somewhat of an outsider
when you look at
that core group.
What are the main issues?
Me and my one coworker, so her friend.
Yeah.
She just has, I don't even know what it is. She just has a problem with a lot of stuff.
What line of work are you in? Just so we can get an understanding. You don't have to say where you work, but
yeah.
Give us a general idea?
I'm a dog groomer.
Okay, so the boss's friend doesn't get along with you or what?
Or doesn't think that you do your job the way that she may do the job?
No, she basically, like, just when she has a bad day, she'll take it out on me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if she's frustrated with something, she'll pick a fight with me. And I'll try to, like, de-escalate it.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it just turns into her yelling at me and me just sitting there.
And has your boss ever been in the same room to witness any of the behavior?
No, she doesn't like to stay around for it.
Oh.
Okay.
Any of these instances that you're talking about? Like, she's never been there?
No. Okay.
So she only hears a story. I mean, she hears your version, but she also hears that person's version and probably to keep the peace... doesn't say anything.
What about the boss's mom? What's she doing during all this?
Well, after the argument, she'll come in and she'll talk to me and she'll basically just tell me that, just to kind of like not think too much about it and just let her do it to get it out.
Is this other woman the friend? Is she like a boss to you, or are you guys straight up even level coworkers?
Even level coworkers.
So are you good at your job?
I would say I'm quite good at my job.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do they like having you there?
They say that.
Okay. So I think that it's very difficult when you work on these small operations, right? Because it starts to sort of feel like home, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, you don't want to rock the boat. You want to be agreeable because like there's nowhere to move up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like you don't want to say anything because you got a promotion in the works for next year. Like that's not the world you live in. But I think that you can go to your boss and say, hey, listen, I fully understand the dynamic. It's a family business. You're here. Your mom's here. Your good friend works here. I work here. I like working with all you guys. But I think that sometimes the lines get blurred a little bit where this starts to feel a whole lot less like a work dynamic and more like I'm in some sort of family dynamic where people can talk to me in a way that you just don't talk to people that you work with.
Yeah.
That seems fair.
So I've definitely said something similar.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And their response is always like, just like, oh, you learned a life lesson now. Don't do this or this to piss her off.
Yeah, but
who
that's,
said
that's,
that? Your boss?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Somebody could tell you don't, if you don't want to get yelled at, don't piss somebody off. You know, like that's no way to, but again, like you have to go in and be very, very clear, you know, with them. And when it comes to these calls, that we get, and I know that you said that it's your turn because we get a lot of these, the question always becomes, how far are you willing to go? Because that determines what you're able to do and the leverage and what you want to say and all this stuff. Are you willing to walk away?
I'm not, I think so. It just, it, there's a lot of other factors that, like, I'm sure we don't have time for
no,
to get into.
But that's what you need to ask yourself. Like yeah. in the part, if this all goes right and the dynamic changes and everybody gets along and there's accountability and all this stuff, then that's great too. But what if it doesn't? Uh-huh. What if it doesn't? Like, what do you, yeah, what do you, what do you next? Got? Right? What do you got? Are you going to go in there and say, yeah, well, I'm out of here then? I can't tell. It's just, it's a weird dynamic in here. And I love you guys. And I think we're doing great work together. And on most days I have a good time, but you know, you can send me home, you can suspend me, but you can't talk to me like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be willing to walk away. And if you're not willing to walk away, then it drastically reduces what you're able to do and say.
That's true. Yeah.
So you got to figure those out, okay?
Okay.
All right,
Trudy. Sorry. Hey, since we have you on the phone and you're a dog groomer, I do have a question.
Here we go.
Because we have like a 3-year-old Australian Shepherd at home. I think maybe his hair is getting a little long. And I think maybe he needs a trim. But my wife says, no, Australian Shepherds are supposed to be this way. He's a little, you know, a little fluffy.
Yeah.
But I just think like in the summertime, why not give the guy a little bit of a trim, right? Let him cool off.
Cool down, yeah.
Right? Do people, are Australian Shepherds meant to be trimmed?
So not necessarily. They are a double-coated dog.
Uh-huh.
And when they are double-coated, you don't want to like shave them down or clip them. But you definitely can like scissor like any like scraggly looking hairs like underneath.
Excess, like we brush them like crazy,
yeah,
and a ton of hair comes off.
Yeah.
So the main thing you want to do is you want to make sure that you're like, you keep brushing, that all that undercoat is out.
Yeah,
because the top hair is called like the top coat, and that actually has like little muscles that help with temperature control. So once you cut those, it actually ruins the coat.
If they're
double coated. So yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Who
I learned something today, Trudy. You're great at your job. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow.
All right. Have a great day.
You guys as well.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life on Kiss. Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Jody, it's Roz and Mocha. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks.
How are you really? Why are you on FML?
My best friend keeps cheating on her boyfriend.
Jody, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha, Fix My Life. I've told my best friend numerous times to stop or come clean because this guy is the absolute best guy she's ever been with. She chooses not to listen to me and continues to tell me every single time she cheats. So I'm kind of conflicted between keeping my best friend's secret and my morals. What should I do? Damn.
How many times has she cheated on this guy?
She's been with him for 7 years and it's been going on for 7 years.
What?
Oh.
Okay, her previous relationship, was she cheating on that person as well?
Not the previous one, but the one before that. For the previous one, she's only with for a month, so she didn't have time to do so.
So, right. Oh, damn. So this 7 year cheating on the 7 year boyfriend, is it always with like, is it a different person every single time, or is she like starting new relationships with different guys?
It's the same. There's one main guy and then there was like a couple others, but now it's just this one main guy.
Right.
Okay, so she's got a whole new relationship with an ex-man.
So with stuff like this, it's tough because I know you got your own sort of like morals and ethics and everything else at play here too. But then you also have your best friend and the secrets and the guy who's apparently really great. For you to do anything, for you to say anything, you have to, in that moment, to alleviate yourself of whatever you're feeling, you have to be willing in that moment to walk away forever from all of them.
Wow.
Because all of this, now that you know all information, at some point, all that information is going to get out there and you are going to be questioned.
Yeah. It's just really hard because I've been friends with this girl for 16 to 17 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yes. So, so you have to know that friendship will most likely be over.
Like if her man finds out, right?
Yeah.
And goes to you separately and says, Jody, so-and-so is cheating on me. I found out it's been going on for however long. Did you know? At that point, what do you say?
I would say yes, but I feel awful because I didn't tell him.
Yeah, but how awful did you feel because you didn't tell him?
That's true.
Right. So this is a personal decision that you have to make. It is all going to blow up. So their relationship probably won't last, won't survive this. And even if it does, she's probably going to lie and you're probably going to get blamed for something in all of this, or who knows what's going to happen. But if you think that this is going to be smooth in the sense of you're going to tell this guy, he's going to go, oh my God, thank you, have a cry, and then, you know, make a clean break from his girl and go, whew, dodged a bullet on that one. And then you and her are going to continue on to be friends.
I wouldn't be able to live with that either.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen, though.
Yeah.
I think it's for something like this where it's been going on for 7 years. One, how are you still friends with her if this bothers you so much?
The thing is, like, you know, I've been friends with her for such a long time. We have a matching tattoo. Like, you know, the thing is that she's done it before. And the thing is, the guy that she did it for, I didn't really like. So it's kind of like whatever. But now this guy is like a really, really good guy. He treats me and my family as well. He treats my fiance really well. So it's just like, he's just an all-around good guy. Yeah. But the thing is, again, I've been friends with her for so long. So it's just like, it's just conflicting. And I don't even know how I hang out with her when this is bothering me so much.
So when she starts telling you then about like her cheating ways, right? What do you say to all that?
I listened, but I said, girl, you gotta, you know, he was looking at engagement rings. And I said, you have to come clean if he's looking at engagement rings.
Yeah.
Well, he found out one time and he stopped, and then it's just continuing. And I thought it was going to stop after he found out the one time, but it's just continuing.
Right. Oh, okay. So he knows that, she cheated in the past.
He thinks it's only once.
Right. Okay. And how often is she cheating?
The guy at work, so she sees him every day. So I'm not, it could be, it varies.
Oh, wow. So it's like, so it's like she has a whole other boyfriend.
Yeah, basically.
There's people have a lot of different opinions on this, whether you should just mind your business and keep it to yourself.
Or
other people are like, you should always tell the person. You should always tell the person because simply because that is something you know, right? It's information that you have. And so you're not sitting around being quiet to be a good friend. You're sitting around watching somebody get hurt who doesn't know it.
Yeah, and that's why I think it's bothering me the most.
Right. I mean, for me, after 7 years, I don't know why you're still friends with this woman. especially, you know, that's how she, like, how does she treat you? You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Not that somebody who cheats is a bad person, but this is 7 years. And just make a decision already. But I don't know. Should she tell the boyfriend, Mocha?
Oh, I think if he asks, then yeah, you got to say something.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't even think that you should wait until he asks. I think you should just tell him.
Yeah. I mean, everyone else has been saying that as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's wrong and you're going to flame your friendship and everything else. But, you know, what is she actually going to be mad at? Right? That she got caught.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? It's not like you cheated with him.
Oh, no.
Right?
But then just know your friendship is over with this girl though, right?
Yeah, I have to be able to part with that. I mean, she's been giving me grief at my wedding and stuff like that too. So maybe it's just
for
time
what?
To...
Why? Because you're marrying one guy?
No, I haven't in Mexico and she doesn't want to come because it's expensive.
Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? She ain't showing up now.
Yeah. But just know that this chick may not be your friend anymore. Okay.
Yeah. That's a hard pill to swallow, but I guess I have to do it, you know?
All right, Jody.
Well, thanks so much, guys. I appreciate it, and I love you guys so much.
Bras and Mochas fix my life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Bras and Mocha got you.
Carlos, what's going on? It's Bras and Mocha.
Hey, guys. Not much. How's it going?
Good, buddy. Why are you so down? Why are you here?
Well, honestly, I'm kind of just struggling with the news of my sister's pregnancy while we're still both living under my mom's roof.
Okay, so Carlos, you wrote us this. Hey, Roz and Mocha fix my life. I'm 22 and my 24-year-old sister just announced that she's pregnant. We live in the same house, including her husband. My mom always said, no kids in the house. But now there's no choice. Mm. My sister and I share the basement, and I worry about how everything will change. I know I should be excited, but I can't help feeling negative about it. Having a newborn in the house doesn't sound fun, and I struggle with being happy about it. I can't afford to move out as I just graduated and started working full-time 10 months ago. What do I do if I don't want to live with the baby? How do I cope for the next months or years feeling stuck?
Well, as long as y'all are under that same roof, you're going to be living with that baby. How come your sister and her husband are still at home? Same problem as you. They just can't afford to be out on their own?
Yeah, they can't afford to be out on their own. Mm-hmm. She's 24, so she's young as well. Mm-hmm. But just kind of tough for me because it almost feels like I shouldn't be there.
Yeah.
I'm kind of stuck.
You may. I'm just going to throw this out there, okay, bro? Do you have a good relationship with your sister?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. I'm just going to throw this out there, that once that baby comes, you may feel completely differently about all of this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Because it's not like you have this swinging bachelor pad where you're throwing ragers and having, you know, chicks over and all this stuff, right?
Like, unless you are and you're not telling us.
Yeah, but
like, is that going to change your life?
But
completely?
He shares the basement already with his sister, uh-huh. Right? Like, you don't have that wild lifestyle anyway. You share space with her sister and her husband, which is very inconvenient. But when that baby comes, you may turn into like awesome uncle mode. You know, that may happen. It may happen. It may not happen, but it may happen. But I get what you're feeling, where it's like everything is just changing and, you know, they're suddenly going to be this family and you're still in the basement with them and it's awkward and the noise. And are you going to be asked to do stuff that you don't want to do? And you're only 22, but yet maybe you're going to have to start acting older. And how often are they going to go out and be like, hey, Carlos, can you look after the kid? Like, yeah. It's very inconvenient, right?
Or not to mention like interrupted sleep, right? You're probably thinking about that. Like, how many times a night is this kid going to wake up screaming
and I'm
going to be awake along with them, yeah. Right?
And the mess,
yeah.
And the smells, and the disruption.
It's definitely a big adjustment, dude. It is a huge adjustment.
Can you not move upstairs?
So upstairs is my mom and dad, and then my 94-year-old grandmother. So I can't.
Wow.
Yeah, they have those rooms up there. I can't
so
really.
It's really a full house.
Yeah. So it's six people total, and then I'm not throwing ragers or anything. I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm doing anything crazy down there, but it's just kind of inconvenient. And right when the baby's going to come, I work in an industry where you have long days, and I won't get home until like midnight some nights. And
oh, bro. And then you're gonna come in at midnight. You're going to try and make something in the microwave. It's going to wake up the kid. Your sister's going to yell at you. Like, it's just going to be a nightmare, like an absolute nightmare.
Hey, man, how long have you been with your girl for?
1 year.
What's the relationship like?
Yeah.
It's great. Like, we'd consider moving out, but then the kind of jealousy sets in where my sister and her husband have been living rent-free for the past 2 years,
gotcha.
And I don't get that opportunity to save. And then once you're in the renter's market, you're kind of out of luck.
You want them out of the house, right? That's what you're saying.
I think that's what they should be aiming for, but I don't think that. I think they're kind of not self-aware enough to...
Yeah.
Know that even my mom, my grandmother, and my dad all want them out too.
So they're probably now they're never leaving. Way of thinking has just shifted because now all money is going towards the baby and prepping for the baby and this and that, right?
Yeah, they can afford to rent, but they're not.
Why? Like, when they're living rent free right now?
Yeah. Yeah, and you got the built-in grandparents upstairs. Like, it's a very hard situation to leave.
I don't know,
for them.
Like, I don't know, man. Like, could you move in with your girlfriend and her family?
No, she actually wanted to move in with me and my family.
Oh, my God.
Girl, slow down.
Bro. That is too many people.
Yeah.
I think that whatever happens, though, Carlos, I think that this is not something that you should be dealing with on your own because you are only 22 and you're still under your parents' roof. This is a conversation that you need to have with your mom, dad, and I don't know, is the grandmother in decent health? I have no idea.
Yeah, and she still makes money from Bell, so she's very much in the picture.
Okay, so, you protect grandma at all costs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You're going to push 100.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to keep her alive. Get that Bell money. What I would say is that this is a conversation that you need to have with your parents, and you guys need to sort of be aligned in this. And if it is, you know, even if it is something like, hey, guys, you know, during the pregnancy, everything else, just to make sure everything is okay. You know, we are happy to have you here and, you know, help you guys through this and give you whatever support you need. But your game, your goal needs to be, when that baby is a baby, to be out on your own. And I think that you need to have this conversation with your mom and dad, and you need to all be sort of aligned, and you can't be afraid to have this conversation with your sister.
Yeah. Appreciate that, guys.
Does that help, Carlos?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, you got an attic for the grandmother or no?
An attic? You can't put grandma in the attic?
Why not?
Why?
Grandma, like, in the attic?
Like insulated.
We need it.
In the summertime, it gets so hot up there.
Yeah.
Right. Nah, they need that bell money.
Would she know if you moved her out to the shed?
The shed?
Okay. At least
very much know.
She would very much know, huh?
Yeah.
Damn. Okay. That's too bad.
She's not in that state of confusion just yet.
No.
All right, Carlos.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life
on Kiss.
And Mocha's Fix My Life.
What advice can you guys give me?
Okay, so my question is,
got a problem you can't fix?
Roz and Mocha got you.
Yo, Eric, what's up, dog? It's Roz and Mocha.
Hey, Roz and Mocha, how's it going?
Good, man. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Really, how are you?
Well, Mocha, my fiance is such a perfect girl in every single way, but there's one thing that might end my engagement.
Oh, no. Eric, you wrote us this. Oh, God. Hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. How do I get my fiance to listen to Roz and Mocha?
Oh, my God. This is today's FML?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God, Eric. Okay, so, how long have you and your girl been together?
We've been together for 5 years now.
How long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha show?
I remember since 2009 when you guys first aired. My mom used to take me to school. Yep.
Okay, now here comes the line of questioning where feelings might start to get hurt. Why doesn't she listen to the Roz and Mocha show?
Well, first of all, she is Trinidadian, so a little bit of prejudice there why she doesn't like mocha.
Why? Because my parents are from Guyana?
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Is it?
Yeah.
She's not really a fan of me either.
Oh.
Oh, you're Guyana. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she's had enough, right?
Yeah.
She's had enough. And I think she hears too much Guyanese on the radio when you guys are talking. So
what?
That's what I'm saying. I have no clue. I think she doesn't like Guyanese people.
Oh, rude. Damn.
Rude ass.
So hold on. So the reason this is not about, like, she doesn't find it funny or that, you know, I'm too sexy or anything like that. This is about a Trini and a Guyanese, that conflict that I didn't even know really existed. It's because we talk too much about Guyana on this show?
I think that's what it is.
How do you fix that, Mocha?
Hold on. Let me look up Trinidad and Tobago news. Okay, let's see what's going on.
Oh, we're going to start doing Trinidad and Tobago news now?
Canadian vlogger accused of, oh no, that's a terrible news story. Never mind.
Damn.
Trinidad and Tobago oil spill. No, we won't do that. There's one headline that says Trinibad fueling violence in Trinidad and Tobago.
Oh, damn. That's a tough one. All right, let's not go down that road. Let's not try and introduce,
the 5-day forecast of more rain for Trinidad and Tobago. Like, come on, dog.
Okay, so it's all Mocha's fault is what you're saying then, right?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
So what, I gotta leave now?
That's unfortunate. But you're Guyanese too.
That's what I don't understand.
So can you not tell her that you enjoy it because you actually like hearing that stuff and maybe she might be interested in something that you enjoy?
For sure. I mean, the only time she really likes to listen is on Fridays between 8 and 9:30.
Cool.
DJ Climax is on and great. We're not talking?
Great. Great. I don't know. I don't know. Mocha, do you have any ideas whatsoever on how to bridge the sort of the handshake between
our peoples have been getting along? Like, I know there's that friendly rivalry.
Yes.
But our peoples still come together.
They do.
Right?
Okay.
We like the same foods. We like the same music. Upbringings have always been pretty much similar. So, like, I don't see why she's got to hate so much.
Yeah.
Why are you marrying a hater? Like, you're the wedding, the upcoming wedding. Like, when you guys getting married? Like, there's that, you know, that fusion of Guyanese and Trinidadian tradition and style and the big families, the big celebration. Like, it's all one, man. We are all one.
Maybe I'll tell her that.
Oh, yeah. That's going to go over well. There's no
Where
chance.
Is she? Where is she?
She's at work right now.
Do I got to call her?
You can if you'd like.
Yeah. What's her name?
Kiana.
Okay.
Give me your number.
Okay, so... 7.
Hello?
Tiana, it's Razamoka. What going on, girl?
Oh, God. Hi.
Yo, why are you being such a hater?
Oh, my God. Am I getting called out?
Yes. Why do you hate us? Why do you hate me?
I don't hate anybody. He told me he's going to tell you guys I hate you. I don't hate you. Uh-huh. I just take pride in my Trini culture. That's all.
So because of that, you do not listen to the Roz and Mocha show?
No, because of that. And I know he's not, he didn't tell you this, but I am also Hindu and I wake up every morning and on the way to work, I say my prayers.
For how long?
For like, I don't know, 20 minutes?
You're not praying for 20 minutes.
Even if you are, we do a daily 4-hour show, Tiana.
You see how long that is? I don't know if I could.
You are.
This is 4 hours.
This is like, I feel like I've never been lied to like this before. It's crazy to me.
I don't know. I'm not a TV bug. I'm also not a radio bug. So
what about podcasts? You can listen to our podcast.
I listen to your podcast if I'm with him and he plays it.
Okay, Tiana, what, we have to get to the bottom of this. Why don't you like us?
I just don't find it funny.
Here's what I think. I think that this all comes down to some sort of resentment that you have for your fiance. And I think that you refuse to find it funny because you see him enjoying it.
Oh my God, no. Yep. Absolutely not.
Yep.
Typical Trini woman.
Yep. Typical.
Typical Trini woman to resent her man.
Yep, typical. Typical.
That is
typical.
Wow. Eric, run.
He's on with us too. Eric, say hi to your fiance.
Hey, babe, how's it going?
You really,
Yo, Eric's not so scared.
You really threw me under the bus there. I didn't expect this.
Oh, no. It's going to be a long conversation later on, isn't there?
Yes, it's going to be a very long conversation. I think I actually warned him to say, please don't tell them anything along the lines of I hate them because I'm going to feel very bad. And then we're going to have this conversation. But now we're definitely having this conversation.
Have it now.
Yep.
Tiana, regardless of your feelings towards us on the Roz and Mocha show,
Yes. Congratulations
on the upcoming wedding. We hope it's still going to happen. Thank you for listening. When you do decide to listen, we appreciate you and we love you, okay?
Okay, well, right. Maybe this is a turnaround. Love you guys too.
Okay.
Dare I ask, Tiana, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
I gotta say Roz.
Okay. Because he's white, right?
Yes, exactly.
All right, later, Tiana.
Bye.
Bye, love.
Bye. Yo, Eric.
Yo.
Yo, you're in so much trouble, bro.
Oh, I'm so in trouble now, yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Oh, no. Anyway.
Have a great day.
Enjoy.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10.
On KISS 92.5.
KISS925.com.
Or download the KISS 92.5 app.